Sri Sankalpa Kalpadrum, 57. After the Battle of Holi, Festival of Colors, you and the Sakis will take rest along with Krishna in a beautiful valley beside Govardhan Hill. At that time, I will collect goblets of honey nectar from the Van Devis and place before you. Drinking this honey nectar, you will become very drowsy and exclaim, "Oh, the earth seems to be moving this way and that, and the trees are running in fear. I am afraid." And then you will tightly hold your lover's neck. 59. Turning to me, Krishna will say, "O Kinkari, your Swamini, Radha, is suffering from delirium and speaking nonsense. Don't run away, but just stay nearby and watch how I cure Radha. My heart, fulfilled by these nectarine words, I will peek through the foliage of the Kunj to watch Krishna's, quote, cure, unquote, with my eyes." Verse 60. Later, at Radhakund, during your Jal Keli water pastimes, you will defeat Krishna by splashing water in his eyes, nose, ears, and face. Krishna will then quickly dive under water like a crocodile. I, however, will understand what Krishna is doing at that time by seeing the expressions on your lotus face. 61. After water sports, your sakis and I will massage you and your beloved with fragrant oil, bathe you, and wonderfully decorate you with garments and ornaments. Then I will bring you to a jewel palace and feed you fruits like pomegranates and lay you to rest on a bed of freshly blossoming flowers. 62. While resting with Shyam, you will quietly get up and play a trick on Krishna by hiding yourself in a Vaitasi Kunj nearby. When Krishna gets up and starts looking for you, I will smile and tell Krishna, "O Krishna, your queen is hiding in this cane grove. Why are you looking here and there?" Knowing me to be partial to you, however, Krishna will not believe me and look for you elsewhere. I will delight you by showing Krishna's bewilderment. 63. But when you look for Shyam, I will say, "O Swamini, Hari is hiding in this Kadamba Kunj. Why look elsewhere?" Believing my words, you will quickly find Krishna. In this way, I will help you win the game of hide-and-seek, Lukaluki, Lukaluki Krida. 64. After playing hide-and-seek with Krishna, you will play board game with dice called Pashkela. Krishna will say, "O Radhe, what shall we wager? If you lose, you must give me a kiss. And if I lose, I will give you a kiss. The knowers of Ras say that in the game of dice, no prize is greater than an embrace, a kiss, and a drink of sweet nectar from the lover's lips. 65. To this you will reply, O Krishna, at Govardhan, there is a friend of mine named Bringi, the daughter of a Palinda, low-class, ugly person, who is very expert at this business of kissing and embracing. So she will stand in on my behalf in matter of winning or losing the wager. 66. After speaking these words to your lover, you will turn to me and order me to fetch Bringi. Horripilating in joy, I will quickly bring her and sit Bringi next to Mukunda. At this, Krishna will blush with embarrassment, and the smiling sakis will explode with laughter. 67. Then Krishna will give up the idea of betting for kisses and put up his flute as the first wager. Upon losing it, Krishna will become morose. At that time, the sakis will joke, Oh, Krishna, within Vrindavan you had one wife, your Murali, the flute. It is a shame, however, to see that you don't have the power to keep her, even after being sprinkled by the nectar of your lips for so long. Murali has left you to search for a new lover. Indeed, this is most astonishing. 68. Responding to the mocking of the sakis, Krishna says, My beautiful transcendental flute is chaste, faithful, beautiful, virtuous, and auspicious with good qualities. You sakis, however, are unchaste, and being envious of not having the good qualities that Murali has, you have bound Murali up in some secret place. For that reason, I will bind all of you with the ropes of my arms and lock you in a nearby cave. 69. Seeing Hari approach, I will quickly and secretly take Krishna's Murali flute from under your arm and hide it. Then I will watch as you cherish the ras of a wondrous amorous battle. 70. During the time of Surya Puja, Krishna will appear in the Surya Mandir in the disguise of a Brahmana. Seeing that Brahmana, Jatila will say, O Brahman, will you please engage my daughter-in-law in Surya Puja? After saying this, noble Jatila will then make you, Radha, bow down before the, quote, so-called Brahman, and by this Jatila is, unknowingly, offering you to Krishna. I will smile and worship you as you enjoy these pastimes. 71. After puja, you will obediently return home on the order of your mother-in-law. At that time, you will be very anxious to catch a last glimpse of Krishna. Knowing your mind, I will purposefully lag behind. Then, on the pretext of calling me, you will turn around and say, "Come here, Sucky." This motion will enable you to drink the luster of Krishna's sweet face in darshan for a few more moments. 72. By the time you arrive home in the late afternoon, O Radha, you will be burning in the fire of separation from Krishna. To relieve you, I will lay you down on a cooling bed of fresh flowers to remove this painful condition. But within a few minutes, that bed of flowers will start smoldering due to the intense heat of your body. Then I will lay you down on an even more cooling bed made of lotus stems daubed with camphor and sandalwood paste. Thus ends the Madhyan Leela, Sevas of the Manjaris. Aparan Leela, 3:36 p.m. to 6 p.m. Verse 73 and 74. Upon hearing Sakhi Chandankala relaying Queen Yashoda's message for you to prepare sweets for Krishna's evening meal, you and your sakis will enthusiastically and quickly prepare Karpur Keli, camphor sweetmeats, and other sweets for your sweetheart's supper. Assisting you, I will smear the hearth with cow dung, put a clean wok on it, light the fire, and bring water, ghee, rock candy, bananas, black pepper, camphor, coconut, wheat flour, and other ingredients. 75. As you cook, I will joke with you saying, "Oh Radhe, when I tried to relieve the painful heat of your separation from Krishna by applying cooling chandan and camphor to your body, you became even hotter. But just see how the fire of separation has been extinguished by the cooking fire you are using to make Krishna's sweets." 76. A short time later, I will make you drink the incomparably sweet honey news of Krishna's returning from the Goshala, Uttara Goshta Leela. I will say, "O Radhe, hearing the mooing of the cows and seeing the sky darkened from the dust raised by their hooves indicates that Krishna is coming. Intoxicated by drinking this honey, you will get up and leave all your duties. Then I will take you and your sakis to meet Krishna." 77. To extinguish the great flames of your separation from Krishna, I will bring you and your sakis to the side of the path on which Krishna is passing. O Ishvari Radha, when Krishna approaches, I will pull you out of the thicket of creepers in which you are hiding, and this will make you very angry. 78. I will make the bees of Krishna's eyes relish the lotus flower of your face, and I will submerge the two thirsty chakora birds of your eyes in the flood of sweetness from the full moon of Krishna's smiling face. Thus, I will relieve you. Thus concludes Aparan Leela 336-6. Now, Shayan Leela. Evening pastimes, 6 p.m. to 8:24 p.m. O Radhe, I will behold how both of you are paralyzed by the captivating sight of each other. By the order of Lalita, I will bring you home. A few sakis and I will then take the ladus, Amrit Keli, Karpur Keli, and other sweets that you made to Krishna's home. 80. Upon arriving in Nanda Bhavan, I will offer respects to Mother Yashoda. When she asks about your welfare, I will inform her that you are well. Then I will delight Yashoda by showing her the ladus and other sweets that you made for Krishna. Yashoda will repeatedly praise your good qualities in front of her own lady friends. Hearing this will flood my heart with joy. 81. When Yashoda sees Krishna, she will submerge in high waves of loving excitement and then shower her Lala Krishna with a flood of tears and breast milk. Yashoda will then order me and her other maidservants to anoint Krishna with oil and prepare Krishna for his bath. Within my mind, I will praise Mother Yashoda for giving me this wonderful opportunity for serving Krishna.